What do you mean?
Okay.
Like, wait, what?
For some reason.
No, wait a minute. That can't be true.
Hey, psst. I want to quickly remind you that my website will be out very soon, www.jdcertified.com, and please check it out because I'll be dropping my creativity on there and you'll be able to find my podcast there as well. Please keep an eye on it and follow me on talkative.fm on Instagram. There you'll find my link tree as well. See you later. Get right into the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome to season 3 of Talkative, your voice of reason. My name is GD, and I'm the host of this talkative episode. We're here with episode 1 of this mini cast, like I like to call it. And we're going to talk about different topics this season. The main thing is, you know, we're going to talk about natural hair, wigs, weave, stereotypes, self-imaging men, self-imaging women, and just the African, or let's say the Black experience in the Netherlands, but anywhere you are. We have similar experiences. So this first episode is going to be about natural hair. What can I say? Natural hair. I mean, my journey of wearing my natural hair, whatever that means, you know, in general, it means, you know, wearing your natural hair without being kind of like ashamed of it, because there is this kind of shame that has been created. We don't know how it started. I mean, if you look at history, we could check, for example, you know, where it all started, you know, because, how can I say this? The movement for acceptance and like legal protection of natural hairstyles emerged somewhere around the 1960s, specifically in America. And it was always a thing where wearing your natural hair out was always frowned upon, or doesn't look, you know, looks unkept, it looks this, that, and third. But that is just not how it is anymore. I mean, everyone wears their hair out nowadays and no one really cares about it. But the first person that did it, you know, really came out, you know, strong and bold, and it started as a movement, let's say that. The wearing your hair out started as a movement, started as a political conversation, to start a political conversation. But nowadays, wearing your natural hair out does not mean automatically that you're standing for something political. Maybe unknowingly you can, you know, because people will look at you like, oh my God, you're wearing your hair out. Oh, strong African woman, power to the people. But that doesn't necessarily mean that anymore. I mean, it does mean that to a lot of people still, because it's still, you know, your pride, your crown, your natural hair, you know, and the whole premise of wearing your natural hair is, you know, owning your hair without texturizing it or relaxing it or trying to emulate hair that falls down, which is soft, smooth, and silky, and so-called easier to manage. You know, I am the first to say that even, like, for example, in Nigeria, texturizing your hair with chemicals has been a million-dollar business for, I mean, ages now, because people feel like your natural hair is very difficult to manage, and there's you know, not a lot of hairstyles to do with natural hair. And when we say natural hair, we have, of course, different types of natural hair. We have different coil textures, we have different curl patterns and stuff like that. People like to call it 4A, 4C, 4D, 1, 2, 3A, stuff like that. If you're into it, you would know, but that's how we kind of categorized categorized different natural hair textures, especially within, you know, Africans or people that are mixed as well. And the movement started with this Civil Rights Act. Civil Rights movement with this person called Angela Davis. She was really, you know, particular about it. She was wearing it in an afro, and the afro was perfectly round and managed. And it was just a statement throughout the 1960s and the 70s. And Angela Davis did spearhead the first major, like, natural hair movement. What does it mean nowadays? What does it mean for me? I mean, I wore my hair out maybe around when I was, like, let's say 21, 22, that's when I first embraced my natural hair. I found it a little bit, you know, exciting. I'm like, oh, people never saw my hair out. And that's what it creates, you know, because I always had braids. I had natural, not wigs, but those leave outs, you know, weave in, where you weave your hair leave a hair leave out, if I'm saying that correctly, and have the rest, you know, with another texture, usually smooth, silky, going down. And then you usually relax or chemically treat the part of your hair that's curly to make it look flat and, you know, join the rest of your weave. When you're used to that, after some time, you do become conscious. It becomes daunting to actually wear your hair out. I did it. And I mean, I felt good afterwards, and I just had to, like, embrace this journey of, you know, understanding my hair texture, understanding, you know, what products need to go into my hair, what products don't have to go into my hair, low porosity, high porosity, all these terms. And I mean, you know, I'm happy to be wearing it out. But I just found that some people just become so, I don't know, become so self-righteous about it, you know? They're like, oh, if you're not wearing your hair out, that means you hate yourself, you're self-hating. Why did we never see your hair out? I'm like, what does it matter to you, and why do you care? Why does someone have to prove to you that they love their natural hair, you know, or that they even know how to take care of their natural hair? I mean, it became such a, I don't know, just a hating way of living. I mean, if you embrace your natural hair, good for you, but that doesn't mean that everyone needs to wear that. I mean, especially in Europe, you know, if you're in Europe, the weather is not always, you know, comfortable for African hair or African type textured hair. And it's just, you know, that brings me to this other topic, protective styles. I mean, there are so many protective styles you could use where they always use, like, extensions, or, you know, hairs are put in twists and then you put it up, or you cover your hair, or whatever. There's so many types of ways to protect your hairstyle. So, and some people like to protect their hairstyle more than often. I mean, who cares? I remember this one time I tried to apply for this natural hair competition, and I got rejected. And I was like, why did I get rejected? You know, I want to embrace my natural hair journey. And the reason I was rejected is, mind you, listen to this, you seem to be wearing your hair, not wearing your natural hair out, something percent out of the year, so you are not eligible for this competition. I was like, what the hell? Did I get rejected because sometimes I like to wear a weave, sometimes I like to wear a wig, sometimes I like to wear a lace wig. I mean, what? That's just, I love, you know, being diverse, changing my hairstyle up. I just don't get where this, I don't know, kind of like hatred or something, or this, like, little club cults vibe is coming from. And I felt so offended. I was like, wow, well, then whatever. I mean, how do they know? They don't know me. They didn't take the time to interview me. I guess they checked my social media. I mean, my social media accounts are public, so you could check them. And I guess they were like, no, she's just posting pictures of herself with a weave, so she is not eligible for this competition. I was like, wow, and you guys are promoting wearing your natural hair and, you know, growing in confidence with your natural hair. But I don't really, you know, that's another story for another day. If you want to hear more about that, you know, let me know. But this was really interesting to, you know, to notice that people are becoming, there are two camps now, you know. They're like, oh, if you don't wear your natural hair out, you are a self-hating person. But if you wear your natural hair out, that's the way to go, you know. So it's a bit a strange era we're in right now. I mean, more and more people are trying to accept that people are different. I know that for sure, but still, I don't know. It's still a journey. And I mean, you know, people love natural hair because you accept your true beauty without needing any extras. You know, we have the freedom, being free from harsh chemicals like perms or relaxers. You know, it is a beautiful feeling, but I feel like people should stay away from judgment of other people. I mean, just especially here in the Netherlands, I wouldn't say names, but there's a camp of people that are, you know, refugees from another country, and there are people that came here not as a refugee, and you know who I mean, and they always, you know, pitted against each other for, you know, wearing a weave all the time and being, you know, so good at it as well, and wearing it and wearing different colors. But it is what it is. It's a conversation to be had. This is the end of this episode. See you in the next episode. Bye.